what most people commonly refer to as dehydration, we call volume depletion, basically a lack of salt and water in the body, which happens commonly in the summertime when you lose it through sweat.
So how do you guard against dehydration?
Pay attention to what your body tells you. When you are out working in the summertime, if you feel thirsty, you're already way behind in terms of your fluid intake. In our typical Dallas summer weather, and even with moderate physical exertion, you should be drinking about a quart of water an hour. And interestingly, you can actually do harm by drinking too much water. So what you need to do is balance that out. If you're losing, obviously, sweat, you don't just sweat out water. It's got other electrolytes and minerals that you lose. And so what we recommend is to make sure that you're taking in not just water, but some sort of electrolyte replacement.
One of the sports drinks.
Yeah, and it's got some sugar and some salt and potassium and all those things that are important. Now, I recommend basically mixing that half and half with water.
Soda or something like that. That's not recommended.
No, definitely not. Your body tries to keep in salt, sugar, water balance. And so you drink a very sugary drink, it actually has the opposite effect because it pulls water from the rest of your body into your bloodstream to keep yourself in that nice, even balance. The other thing, let's be honest, you go out and you work hard in the afternoon, many people will reach for another carbonated beverage that
alcohol
has other
things. Alcohol is not the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that has the exact opposite effect again. But alcohol is also a diuretic. So you'll go to the bathroom more.
That's loss of more fluids.
That's exactly right.
Symptoms of dehydration?
When you feel hot, flushed, or you feel lightheaded, all those things, you're progressing on the scale of heat-related illness. So stop what you're doing. One of the key things is that you've got to focus on your work time, but you have to build in rest time to whatever you're doing. And in some, when it really gets hot and humid here, you know, working 20 minutes of the hour and resting for 40 minutes if you're really doing hard work in a high heat, high humidity environment. So you go from lightheadedness, dizziness, to feeling hot and sweaty. You may feel like you vomit or pass out. And as you progress from the sort of heat exhaustion phase, which is when you feel clammy and cool to the touch, may feel dizzy, may have some nausea, as that progresses even farther, and your body, all those things are compensatory mechanisms that basically is your body trying to help keep your core temperature cool. As those mechanisms start to fail, and they do that sort of at the 104 degree and up range, you go from feeling cool and clammy to the touch to feeling hot and red and flushed, and then you're progressing into the heat stroke phase. And at above 104 degrees, your body can suffer irreparable damage. So you really have to get those people to rest, get them out of the heated environment, get them cool, get their skin cooled off, and begin to cool their body temperature.
Cool them off however possible, because I was going to ask, how do you treat dehydration or exhaustion or heat stroke?
Get the person into a cooler environment. And then if they can tolerate it, have them sip on some cool, not ice cold liquid.
It won't absorb if it's ice cold?
Well, it'll absorb, but it takes a lot longer because your body's going to warm it up to body temperature to absorb it.
Dr. Eastman, thank you for being with me.
Sam, my pleasure.